Where have all the good men gone? Actually, they're everywhere. Yeah, we're everywhere, ladies. Have you looked around lately? There's men all around! Oh, but they're not good. How do you define good? 6 feet, 3 inches tall, six pack, 3% body fat, big gigantic 12-inch log of a cock. Six-figure salary. How many of these guys are walking around, ladies? Great-looking guys with gigantic schlongs who are wealthy. I mean, there's not too many, yo. Not a lot of Henry Cavills out there, ladies. Not too many Supermans. Not that they would be happy with Superman, either. They would find something wrong with him. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pill-in-your-face nature of my content to go check out my website. That's right. I have my own website. Have for years. TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. If you look at the upper right-hand corner, you will find a lot of useful and interesting, I might add, social media links. I suggest you, at the very least, follow me on Twitter and Facebook to keep abreast of any new content I am putting out. It'll also let you know when I'm doing a live podcast. I'm sure the times will change for when I do them in the future since, you know, I work for a living. And it often clashes with my show. If you scroll down to the middle of my website at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, you will find many, many useful offline services that I offer, such as philosophical counseling and philosophical education, tutoring, so you might be interested in exploring that. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, you will find three, count them, three ways to donate to my content creation. Any method you choose is fine, and any amount you want to donate is greatly appreciated. I've never made money at this show, always operated at a loss, so whatever you can afford to donate, whatever you'd like to donate is greatly appreciated. So go check that out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com, that is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Okay, back to the story. So from EV, where have all the good men gone? Well, actually, ladies, they're everywhere. Yeah, they are. Well, good men, I mean. Women have these ridiculously high expectations, so what they define as good is probably very different from what would be objectively good, meaning what would objectively make them happy if they just got rid of their ridiculously high expectations. Yeah, so we've seen this question a lot from today's modern women. There's the, yeah, there's the correct term, modern women, meaning feminist women. We've also heard similar complaints. Good men are so hard to find. Well, you know, when your criteria are unrealistic for what makes a good man, yeah. There are no good available men left anywhere. Well, there's certainly less of them, ladies, that want you. If you're waiting until you're in your 30s or 40s, that's for sure. Most of the good men have either been snatched up already when they were in their 20s, they're busy banging 23-year-olds, okay? Because, you know, they're at that point in their life where they've got cash all over, they got resources. And when they've got those, they can get 23-year-olds. Why do they want your 40-year-old ass? Well, they don't. So, is the current dating culture really as bad as women say? No. No. They could find a dude. They could find a dude. They just have to lower their standards because the guys they want don't want them anymore. But their standards are the same as when they were 25, and now they're 40, so yeah, good luck, ladies. The dating market has definitely changed in the last couple of decades. Well, that's fucking true. With the rise of internet culture and dating apps such as Tinder, Bumble, and OkCupid, I don't know that the dating culture has changed all that much. The methodology, the method of getting dates has certainly changed. Well, yeah, it has, actually. Okay, yeah. As a result, it seems that hooking up and other non-monogamous relationships have become the standard among millennial and Gen Zs. Well, yeah, you ladies have made it so easy. Here's the poon! You can have the poon! You don't have to give up commitment! No commitment! Here's the poon! Okay. Well, you're not going to get any commitment from me, then, if I don't have to give it to get it, right? Yeah, if I don't have to give commitment to get the poon. Additionally, with the increase in online anonymity along with greater social polarization, it seems there might be a general erosion of good behavior and politeness in our modern culture. Nah! Really? You think? Erosion of good behavior and politeness. Yeah, no kidding. Of course, you know, the left is, you know, shifting the Overton window so much. Good behavior is, I didn't give him a blowjob right out on the street. Yeah, so not being a degenerate makes you, well, not doing the most ridiculously, extremely degenerate stuff means you're good. No, doesn't mean that. Doesn't even mean you're not a degenerate. Just means you're not extremely degenerate. And of course, then again, it depends on what your definitions are, right? Yeah, those have changed so much, too. These things are perhaps part of what has women asking where all the good men are. Look around, ladies. Change your definition. That would be lowering my standards. But is it true that there are really no good men left and men are to blame? No. No, men are not to blame. Or could there be something else going on? There's something else going on. It's called feminism. There are more single people than ever before, so the number of available men isn't the problem. No, but it's the attention that women get that is the problem. Women, even the most mediocre broads with the most mediocre poons, big, gigantic beef flaps, highly unattractive poons, and there are some very attractive poons. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I've sampled them all. I'm not picky in that regard. Just as long as she popped out a couple kids and a decent body, you know, hey, I'm going to dive in head first, baby. But yeah, a lot of you women out there's nothing extraordinary about you, but because they get all this attention from all these online simps, they get a higher estimation of their sexual marketplace value than is actually warranted. So their standards are too high. They think because they slept with Chad one night, they slept with this dude that's a 9 or a 10, that now they're a 9 or 10. No. Did he marry you? Did he put a ring on your finger? Did he ring you up? No. Did he waifu you? Did he wife you up? No, no. Well, then what makes you think you're a 10? Oh, well, I'm getting all this attention. Yeah, their head's getting swelled. Women, unlike men, are not nearly as self-aware as we are. Add to that women are much more likely to get the majority of their validation from without than within. If they're getting a lot of validation, it really makes their head swell, their ego explode, and they get a very, very inaccurate assessment of their value. So that's what's going on, okay? So looking at it from a different perspective, it's worth considering whether or not women and their choices have an impact on why things are the way they are. Yes. One could just as easily argue that if you have to ask where all the good men have gone, it could be you that's part of the problem. When was the last time a woman ever asked herself that? Yeah, you got some of these chameleon broads online who are talking about, you know, male empowerment and how men are great and men aren't toxic and women are toxic. These broads are just trying to virtue signal to find themselves a man. You see these videos all the time on YouTube and Instagram, which is nothing more than a meat market. And YouTube's kind of becoming a meat market as well, where you got these desperate older broads coming on trying to expound upon the virtues of men. And they really love men and they're anti-feminist. They're just trying to find a dude, okay? These are 40-year-old broads. They've, you know, run out of options. They're desperate. Look at me, I'm not a feminist. See, I love men. See, and I'm castigating my fellow women just like you guys have said I should. Will you marry me? No. No, we know you're a chameleon, honey. We know that if we ringed you up, you would revert right back to that evil feminist broad that you actually are, because you're all a bunch of lazy cunts and you don't know what the word change means when it comes to yourself, right? People don't change, and especially women don't change. They're too lazy. Are you kidding me? Why do you think they embrace body positivity so readily? Statistically, there are more people in the world than ever before. Yeah. Including more single people than ever before. Clearly, the number of available men isn't the problem. No, it's not the problem. And in spite of what some communities, such as the men's rights movement, MGTOW, and the Manosphere suggest, research shows that many women are pretty close to being equally interested in long-term relationships and marriage. Oh, you shouldn't have brought up MGTOW, lady. You shouldn't have brought that up, okay? Oh, men and women are pretty close to equally interested. Just because you're in the men's rights of MGTOW doesn't mean you're not interested in relationships. I just like the ad. It just means that you know you can't have anything more than casual. Or actually, you can have a serious relationship, but how serious? Right? I mean, you can't live together. You can't have kids. You can't be married. Otherwise, you're taking a huge risk. So if that's how you define serious, yeah. But you can still have deep, meaningful relationships, just not uber serious ones. But to say that MGTOW guys and men's rights movement advocates, men's rights advocates are not interested in relationships, that's inaccurate. Anyway, we know the men are there and they're interested. So why do women still think decent men are in short supply? Because it's how they characterize decent. That's why. Mindset matters. So right away, this brings us to the question these women's way of thinking and how they view men versus how they view themselves. False equivalencies, yeah. In general, women have an advantage over men when it comes to dating. Nah, really? You don't say. This broad, she's got some deep, 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 profound perceptions of the world. Yeah, oh. Women have an advantage in dating. Yeah, tell us more, guru lady. Because they have a greater sum of interested and available dating prospects than men have. When a woman creates a dating profile, she's immediately bombarded with hundreds of messages from guys vying for her attention. For men, this doesn't happen at nearly the same rate or frequency. It's like 100 to 1. It's like 100 to 1. Okay, unless you're like Mega Chad 10, all right? And even then, he's not going to get as much attention. Even then, a Mega Chad is probably not going to get as much attention as, you know, like a 6, okay? When you're abroad, so. Anyhow, the story continues. The women who think there are no good men left are operating with a scarcity mindset. Yeah, but why? Why do they have the scarcity mindset? Because their mindset, correct? They limit in their own mind what qualifies as an available man. When they should be adopting an abundance mindset. A negative mindset will predominantly affect how you see any given situation, often preventing you from seeing reality, which will have an impact on your overall outcome. Well, how well do women see reality? Why do you think there's no female philosophers, generally speaking, throughout history? Why do you think the only real great philosopher in centuries was Ayn Rand, and she's been dead quite a while? Can anybody else out there name any good female philosophers besides Ayn Rand? And some of you out there might hate her, even though she's just a proxy for Aristotle, really, in many ways. Anybody name any, you know, great, even good female philosophers? No. Right, because they're really, really bad at accurately assessing reality. Standards also matter. Yeah, no shit. And it's those standards that affect their mindset. Another thing to look at is a woman's qualifiers when evaluating a man's potential. Do women really care about potential anymore in a man? I mean, don't they just want ready-made? Don't they just want, you know, pop in the oven, ready to go? No, don't they just want actually give it to me, already hot, already made, gourmet meal, I don't want to have to do anything, I don't want to have to wait? Yeah. They want ready-made. They want ready-made millionaires. How many women are now settling for dudes with potential? Not as many as used to be the case. Many ladies may primarily determine a man is a good catch on exterior criteria they can spot right away. Car, clothes, jewelry. This usually means that we have the tendency to focus first on his physical appearance. And yet men are supposedly the shallow ones. No, women are much more shallow. What kind of job or career he has, his annual salary, what kind of car he drives, etc. Yeah, when a woman asks you what you do for a living, she actually wants to know how much money you make. And women have like this Rolodex in their head. While women aren't very good at assessing objective reality as a whole, they're very good at assessing your salary. Oh, you're an engineer. Tick, 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 tick. Oh, okay. He maybe makes high five figures. Or he's an older engineer. He might make low six figures. They do that pretty well. That math, they do very well. It's just the rest that they don't do too well. Yeah. Yeah, but how well do these things really define a good man? The answer is they don't. Well, it depends on what your definition is of a good man. If you're a modern feminist woman, that is the only thing that they care about because they bang so many guys, they can't pair bond, so they no longer care about the things that actually matter, like virtue and values. Make no mistake, these characteristics are nice to have, but they shouldn't be the primary focus of a man's value or potential as a partner. Yeah. Tell feminists that. Tell the feminists that, because that's all they fucking care about. The makings of a fine man are not found with this outer possession, but they are within his inner character. Oh, okay, look. Feminism teaches women to hate men. And it's impossible to be a feminist and not hate men, because feminism teaches its very foundational, primary foundational principles are based on the idea that men oppressed women for the entirety of human history. Find me someone who's been oppressed, who thinks they've been oppressed, and who can identify their oppressor, who doesn't hate said oppressor. You can't. So don't tell me that feminism isn't about hating men, okay? And how can you want or need or desire a man based on value and virtue? How are you even going to even see value and virtue when you hate them? When you see them as inhuman, subhuman oppressors, you can't. So then the only thing you're going to care about is money. Moolah. While there are some men who might complain that a woman's standards are too high, they are. It might actually be that their standards are actually just misplaced. Misplaced. Could you explain, sweetheart? This sounds like just a cope to me. No, they're too high. A good man is polite, agreeable, and loyal. What about a good woman? By the way, have you noticed so far that this article is in no way, shape, or form talking about what makes a good woman? Is this woman in any way, shape, or form being self-aware? Is she at all seeing the reality of the situation that if you're not a good woman, you're not going to attract a good man? If you're not polite, agreeable, and loyal, and virtuous, that you're not going to attract the same? No, of course not. She's trying to be a little more self-aware and a little more, observant, a little more perceptive, but she's not doing a very good job. I mean, at least she's trying. He's also charming, confident, and virtuous. What about you? You want these things. Are you these things? No. It's like saying I got $5 in my wallet, and I want that $100,000 Ferrari. So you bring $5 to the table, but you want something that's worth $100,000. Charming, confident, virtuous, loyal, agreeable, polite. Oh, Jesus Christ, ladies. Do you bring any of that to the table? No. He will treat you with respect and honor your boundaries. Oh, geez. Yeah, okay, so this broad, She can't help but pander to women. She can't help but pander to women. Even when she's supposedly trying to red pill them, she's still pandering to, sugarcoating it, not really being totally completely honest. Of course, it could be that she doesn't see the truth. That you have to be good to get good. Yeah, respect and honor. Respect is earned. As for honor, give me a break. You ladies don't know what that is. Men know what honor is, not you. Okay, we fight the wars. We understand honor. You don't know shit about honor. And honor your boundaries and self-autonomy. Yeah, please. Who's the one texting people all the fucking time? Breaching boundaries. It's not generally men. He will trust you wholeheartedly. And be worthy of your trust as well. Oh, Jesus Christ. He'll celebrate your accomplishments and look for ways to be supportive. And what is the woman going to do? Oh, she didn't talk about that. Of course. As women, it's imperative that we learn to look inside a man rather than just looking at him. Oh, God. Touchy-feely gobbledygook. We must understand that to look for what to look for because it's internal characteristics that make him who he really is. Give me a break. Women don't focus on them things in themselves. How are they going to see him in others? Laying it on the line is important. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know what that means. Sounds vague. Too often a woman will find a guy she's attracted to, but instead of being assertive about her desire for a serious relationship, she plays along in a casual and non-monogamous situationship. Well, that's, that's true. She don't want to push the issue because deep down, she's with a guy that's probably several points higher than her on the sexual marketplace scale because, that's all she's willing to get with because, her head's been inflated. But somewhere deep down, she knows the truth. And she doesn't want to push it. He's hot. Ooh, he's so hot. He's so wonderful. Ooh. Yeah, those are the guys they're willing to be in the situationships with. It's only once they've hit 35 that they're willing to get with the beta cuck dude. The beta buck guy. Then she'll start drawing them boundaries. Yeah, the criteria that you have to meet because you're not an alpha Chad, right? Yeah, she plays along because he's hot in a casual, non-monogamous situationship. Secretly, though, she wants more exclusivity, but she's not going to get it. But she's worried saying so might scare him away. Wish it will, because she's, batting way out of her league. She'll buy into his excuses about seeing where things go. Yeah, he's just there to bang you, hoping it someday leads to something more serious, which it won't. Months will go by, and she's still left wondering whether or not he's seeing other people. So, let me explain something to you ladies. If you're getting with a dude that you're willing to tolerate this crap from, then he's not going to be with you, okay? He's not going to be with you in any long-term way, all right? You're just a booty call to him, and he's probably banging other broads. You need to understand that. You need to start seeking men who in your mind are beneath you, and then you need to understand that they're not beneath you, they're on your level. You need to get more realistic with your standards, lady, and they're not misplaced. They're not misplaced, sweetheart, they're just too high. Any woman in this position would be wise to declare she doesn't do non-monogamous relationships, but you ladies do. You do, for the long term. And, you know, you're the ones that set that standard. You ladies are the ones that decided that, you know, we need to give up the poo. We need to be more like men. We need to embrace hedonism. Yeah. And now, if you don't give up the poo, what's going to happen? He's not going to be with you at all. You're not going to get that ego boost. You're not going to get the guy anyway. He's going to move on. because he can. He's not going to settle down. A 40-year-old dude that's making six figures and is relatively good-looking, he's probably never going to settle down, okay? And if he ever does, it's not going to be with you. Not if you're over 30. If he doesn't agree to that, then it's time to walk away. Yeah, how many of you ladies are doing that? Women these days don't walk away from the alpha chads, from the cock carousel riding. They get booted off. I'm out of tickets. You're out of here. Boot. Kicked off the fucking carousel, yo. You run out of tickets. You can't ride anymore. The conductor kicks your ass off. I want to keep riding. Sorry, lady. You're out of fucking tickets. They don't stop because they want to. They stop because they have no other choice. It's important to filter for men who are relationship-minded. Story continues by saying, you don't want to waste time on having relationships with guys who aren't on your page. What? When there are 100 opportunities for men who will commit to you without hesitation. Yeah, but those dudes, generally speaking, when these older broads are booted off the cock carousel, the only dudes that'll be with them are like, you know, guys making 40, 50 grand a year. And how many of you ladies are willing to settle for that? Not too many. Closing thoughts. As a woman in today's culture, we have to stop constantly asking tired old question, where have all the good men gone? Yeah, you gotta change your definition of what a good man is, ladies. And probably cash your chips in when you're fucking 22, 23. Not in your 30s. As a woman in today's culture, we have to stop constantly asking the tired old question, where have all the good men gone? Yeah, we have to get to the point where anyone can say with confidence, yes, there are a lot of good men out there. Women who can say this. Who says this? Where do you see this? Again, the only place I see this are those 40-year-old tired chameleon broads on Instagram, on YouTube, making videos where they're pretending to preach to their fellow waymen about how they need to stop being so unrealistic in their standards. And there's good men out there. And look at me. I'm one of the good waymen. Choose me. Choose me. Yeah, come on. Yeah, we can say with confidence there are good men out there with high moral character. Do you have high moral character? Good intentions. Who treat me with respect. You don't deserve respect. You don't deserve to be treated with respect. Respect is earned. You don't get it right off the bat because I am worthy of it, but you're not. Okay, so this woman is really only sticking her toe in the water. She's trying to red pill, but it's only partial. It's really pink pilling. That's what I call it. It's pink pilling. It's like, I'm going to try to be red-pilled, but I'm only going to go partially red-pilled. I'm just willing to just dip my foot in the water. I'm not willing to dive in completely. Yeah, so she's not, she's really not red-pilling Wayman at all. I'm going to make sure I meet them rather than just shifting the blame to someone or something else. It starts with us. We must get rid of the scarcity mindset and embrace the abundance we naturally have as women. But why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? She barely touched upon it, and she wasn't even willing to blame it on women. Oh, their standards aren't too high. They're just misplaced. What does that mean? What does that mean? We must avoid the men are trash sentiments. Gee, why do those sentiments exist? Gee, feminism. Looking at you, Tommy Laren. Yeah. And instead learn to properly qualify a man for his character, attitude, and behavior. Why don't you properly qualify yourself? How are you going to be able to identify good people if you were not good yourself? How are you going to be able to look out at the world and say, oh, that's a good man. He's got these virtues. He's got these aspects of quality character and his good behavior. If you yourself don't possess those same traits, those same virtues, well, you're not going to be able to. You can't. That's why it's more important than anything else to know thyself before you try to know others. Yeah. So we need to learn to properly qualify a man for his character, attitude, and behavior rather than just his looks, wealth, and status. But that's all you ladies care about. And you don't know yourself, so that's the only thing you're able to see, those things that are on the surface, because you haven't developed those skills, those abilities to see beneath the surface by practicing first on yourselves. We have to learn how to better assert ourselves about what kind of relationship we want and be willing to walk away if necessary. Yeah. How often are you ladies willing to walk away from the chad dudes? I mean, aren't you constantly hearing about these broads talking about the bad boy? Oh, he was such a jerk. He treated me like garbage. He treated me like crap. They're dragging this long chain behind them like Marley in the Christmas Story. All the horrible, evil things they've done. They got all this fucking in life. Remember, you saw Marley. He's got this gigantic chain behind him, all his sins. This is women. But in real life, they're dragging this heavy fucking chain of all these evil, horrible guys that they went for because they were hot or made a lot of money or both. Guys that'll never settle for them because they don't have to. They're still riding. They're still having fun. And you're too old. Oh my God. You got all this fucking baggage she's dragging behind her. That's another reason the guy's not going to want to be with you, because you got all this baggage. And now he's going to have to pay for the mistakes that you've made in your poor judgment calls, your poor choices in men in the past. Yeah, plenty of good men out there. They aren't perfect. They're human just like us, but good men definitely do exist. But you can't see them. You can't see them. And even when you get older, you still can't see them. You just end up settling for a beta buck guy that doesn't really light your pilot light, doesn't get you wet, doesn't get you going. And then you cheat on him with the alpha Chad dude who is still riding. And he's willing to be with you because he's having a slow Friday night. But he's definitely not going to waifu you. He's definitely not going to ring you up. He's definitely not going to wife you up. But hey, keep riding that cock carousel, ladies, until you're gray-haired, until you're 70. Yeah, because you don't want to become self-aware and know thyself. Anyway, let me know what you think. Eh? Are there good men out there? Plenty of good men. Is the problem just with women and their selection criteria and what they qualify, what they define as a good man? Or is the problem with us? You men out there just aren't ambitious enough. You're in your Peter Pan phase for too long, but I'm not in my Peter Pan phase. Oh, no, riding the cat carousel until I'm 45. Let me know what you think in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content, please go to my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com, and consider making a donation. I could really use your help.